This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the India-EU Free Trade Agreement as the mother of all deals and an excellent example of synergy between two of the world's largest economies. He said the India-European Union-EU Free Trade Agreement complements the India-UK trade deal and it will boost the manufacturing and service sectors. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the inauguration of the India Energy Week virtually today. The Prime Minister said this landmark deal presents significant opportunities for the country's 140 crore people and for millions across the EU. He emphasised that these two regions account for 25% of global GDP and one-third of global trade. He said beyond economics, the agreement reaffirms the shared commitment to democracy and the rule of law.
भारत और यूरोपियन यूनियन के बीच एक बहुत बड़ा एग्रीमेंट हुआ है दुनिया में लोग इसकी चर्चा मदर ऑफ ऑल डील्स के रूप में कर रहे हैं ये समझौता भारत के 140 करोड़ लोगों और यूरोपीय देशों के करोड़ों लोगों के लिए बहुत बड़े अवसर लेकर आया है ये दुनिया की दो बड़ी इकोनॉमीज के बीच तालमेल का एक शानदार उदाहरण बना है ये समझौता ग्लोबल जीडीपी के करीब 25% और ग्लोबल ट्रेड के करीब वन थर्ड हिस्से को रिप्रेजेंट करता है
Stressing that India is the world's fastest growing major economy, Mr. Modi said, India is a land of opportunities for the energy sector and it is among the top five exporters of petroleum products globally. He said the India Energy Week has rapidly emerged as a global platform for dialogue and action in the energy sector. He emphasized that the India Energy Week is a platform to explore the country's energy sector and it attracts potential investors from across the globe. The Prime Minister said India currently holds the second position in the world in terms of refining capacity and will soon be number one in the world. He said the country's present refining capacity stands at approximately 260 million metric tons per annum MMTPA and is actively working to increase this to 300 MMTPA. News just in, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen has said Europe and India have concluded a landmark trade agreement. In her social media post describing the deal as the mother of all deals, she said it will create a free trade zone encompassing 2 billion people, promising significant benefits for both sides. She added that the agreement marks the beginning of a new chapter in bilateral relations with both Europe and India, committed to further strengthening their strategic partnership. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today reaffirmed the country's growing partnership with the European Union. The Defence Minister today held a meeting with a delegation of the European Union in New Delhi. He said the partnership brings both sides together in the globally complex environment to develop defence cooperation. The Defence Minister also emphasised on the country's commitment to global peace and security. European Commission's Vice President Kaja Kallas termed the signing of the Security and Defence Partnership as a milestone, saying it will strengthen the defence cooperation between the two sides. The all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament is underway at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is chairing the meeting. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan are present in the meeting. Congress Leader Jairam Ramesh, DMK Leader Tiruchi Shiva, Trinamool Congress Leader Sagarika Ghosh, Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav are also present. The budget session of Parliament will begin from tomorrow and it will continue till the 2nd of April. India today hit back at Pakistan in the United Nations, rejecting its false narrative on Operation Sindoor. It asserted that Islamabad has no locus standi to comment on internal matters of India, particularly on the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a strongly worded response at the United Nations Security Council, India asserted it is not normal to tolerate Pakistan's continued use of terrorism as an instrument of state policy. And with that, we end this news bulletin.